In Passing is a podcast by the Center for Faith Engagement at Andrews University.
It's a place for conversations about life and faith, all in the time it takes to get a burrito from the gazebo.
It's a podcast that highlights real conversations with real people all across Andrews University. This is In Passing. Hey guys, what's up? We are back with another episode of In Passing. You already know who I am. But for those of you who might be tuning in, I'm Angel, and today we have a very special guest, a good friend of mine. Introduce yourself.
Hey guys, it's Nyla.
Nyla, is your last name Matt? What?
It's Mata'afa. Actually, it's pronounced Mata'afa.
Mata'afa.
No, Mata'afa.
That's like what I little, just said.
No, it's completely.
Mata'afa.
No, Mata'afa. Mata'afa. There's like a little apostrophe in the middle because there's two A's. But yeah, that's how you're supposed to pronounce it, but even I butcher it, so I just say Mata'afa.
Mata'afa.
Yeah.
I just call you Oos, which is
or
like,
Oos. Yeah, bro. That's good. Yeah.
So we're here with my Samoan sensation of a friend. Nyla, tell us a little bit about yourself for the people who might not know you.
Hey guys, my name is Nyla, and I am a student. I'm a senior here. This is my last semester.
Woo! There we go.
Yeah.
I'm still getting a hand of the.
If I can pass advanced accounting, this will be my last semester, and then I graduate.
And what are you studying?
I'm studying accounting, and yeah, let's go, accounting people, represent. I'm studying accounting, and I didn't come here to Andrews first. I was actually at Walla Walla for like a year.
Ooh,
yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Walla Walla was a really good school. Mm-hmm. Like I loved it. The only reason why I didn't go back was because I went there for a year and a half, and then I left. I went abroad, and I spent 2 years abroad. And so by the time I came back, I was like, oh my gosh, all my friends are like gone. So why would I go back right to this place, and it's empty? It's, you know, it's not the same. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I want to.
Something new.
Yeah, I want to go somewhere new. And Andrews was, it was like, I've never been to the East Coast, but it was like the furthest east I would go. Like, I wouldn't go to Southern. Respectfully, but like,
no, yeah,
but yeah, like,
we got beef with Southern on this podcast.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. There's nothing wrong with Southern. I just felt like Andrews was just a better fit. So yeah. I just ended up coming here literally based on the location. It had nothing to do with academics or anything like that. Just location, like, oh, I've never been to Michigan. Okay, I want to go there.
You said that you went abroad. Where did you go?
The first year I went to Australia. That was a really good time.
Crikey.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good time. Learned a lot. And I learned that, like, I'm just sensitive, I guess, because, like, they just joke. They joke.
They're very crass.
Yeah, very crass. And I was like, I would get offended, like, every 2 seconds. I'm like, okay, I need to, like, grow a backbone. Because yeah. I was like, yeah, but they're really great people. And then through that, I studied abroad in China for a year. And that was really good. That was
you
really
are good. Quite the traveler, actually, yeah. So for those of you who don't know Nyla, she is pretty much Andrew's biggest influencer, right behind the Chai guy, Kevin Wilson. Her TikTok is popping. Just list off like your top three places that you've traveled.
Well, that's a hard question just because of like, I've spent the most time in China, Australia, and Argentina just because I've like been there for long periods of time. So I'd have to say like those places just because, you know, you get to really immerse yourself in the community and you get to meet the people, eat the food, hear the language. Obviously, Australia is not like, yeah, different, not different to the US, but like still the culture there is a bit different. So yeah, I would say those three were definitely my top: China, Australia, and Argentina.
Well, on the theme of travel, I have some icebreaker questions for you that I think fit with your motif, with your niche, if I may say. So what's the most beautiful place you've ever been to?
Beautiful? Like, based on scenery, I would definitely say Patagonia or like Chile.
Wow.
Yeah, that was really, yeah, beautiful. And I took my boyfriend there and he's from the Caribbean. So, you know, you got the islands.
Who's a pilot?
Yeah. Yeah. He flies metal. And so he loves the beach, but I was like, no, you're going to love the mountains. And so when we went to Patagonia, he's like, yeah, you're right. The mountains are great. So
the mountains.
I would definitely. Yeah. I would say Patagonia was like the most beautiful place I've ever been in, specifically in Chile. But I haven't been to all parts of Patagonia. It's huge. But the part in Chile that I went to was absolutely gorgeous.
Perfect. Where would you like to travel that you might not have traveled yet, obviously?
I was supposed to go to I'm so sad. I say this with a very heavy heart. I was supposed to go to Pakistan this summer, but plans changed just because I have to go do something else. But yeah, there's like, I want to see the Himalayas, see that, go to Nepal, just the mountain ranges in Pakistan. They're really nice.
Listen, if you don't make it to the Himalayas, you can go to Orlando, Florida. And at Epcot, they have like a little Himalayan.
Oh, wow.
You know, they have the ride.
Yeah.
Everest, which, hey,
I've never
been. Pretty much feel like you're in it.
Yeah, I've actually never been to to Disney World. I've been to Florida. But like, yeah, that sounds pretty fun.
Hey, next time you're in Orlando, let me know.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
It's actually really fun. And they have a bunch of like historical facts on the line to the ride about like the Yeti and stuff.
The Yeti?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That sounds dope. Yeah. I'll have to check it out.
All right. What about this one? What's the strangest thing you've ever eaten?
Actually, I haven't really eaten like anything super strange. I think the strangest thing I ate was a bug, but it was here in the US.
Wow. That's actually you look like you've eaten a bug.
What? Oh.
but not in the US.
That's like a very backhanded comment, but okay, thank you.
Yeah, you look like you eat bugs.
Yeah, I do. Okay. How'd you know?
A cricket? Chocolate covered?
I don't know. It was just in like a candied bug and I just bought it as a kid because it was in candy and I was like, oh yeah, I want to try that. Yeah, I don't even remember what it was, but I would say that was the strangest thing I ate.
Do you remember where you ate it?
Yeah, it was in
Kansas.
No, it was in California. It was in like a desert oasis place. Like it was at the gift store and I was like, oh yeah. Everyone got keychains and I got a candied bug. I didn't even finish the whole thing.
It's very on brand for you.
Yeah, I guess. I was in high school, so yeah.
Last one, and I think you're going to like this one a lot. How do you see our culture changing in the next 100 years?
Ooh, our culture. I really love the shift that I see in the younger generation. And I'm not talking about the church. I'm just talking in general of like Gen Z. Just they're the most educated generation. They're the most aware. And I think because of that, they are proactive into wanting to just be mindful of what they do with their actions. And that's why they're really into like social justice and, you know, movements that can that are impactful. And I think that's really cool. And I think that's progressive and a step in the right direction for our church.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, for our church, I wouldn't say that so much. I don't know. Like, it just seems stagnant to me. I feel like it's very not relatable. But I mean, that's just from my perspective. But I think there are a lot of cool people that are trying to change that. And you see young people speaking up using media platforms like, you know, Chai Dude and the other dude and the other good dude. I forgot. I don't know their usernames.
Okay, I know you were talking about Chai Guy. And
there's another guy.
The guy who reviews food is like, I just bought this meal.
Keith, let's eat it. One, Keith Lee. Yeah, I think it's Keith Lee. Yeah, he's cool. He's so cool. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, like there's people.
And then me, you know.
Yeah. And you too.
Just kidding. Definitely
not. No, I watch your TikToks. They're cool. I like them.
They're
like Christian memes, you know?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have the drive to be like a media influencer. So I commend you for making the content that you do, because I'm pretty sure for someone out there that's like super helpful.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just trying to get a job. that's what I'm trying to do. Okay. I work in consulting and that's my reality right now.
So to go back to this question, you think that people are going to be more progressive in the next 100 years, very active?
I think we are moving towards that direction, especially with the younger generations just being more educated and knowledgeable about the past and history and just being super hyper aware. And I feel like there's some drawbacks to that just because it's like it comes with a lot of
not social stagnation,
like,
no, sometimes.
Like stress, but like almost like a sense of like, wow, we suck, like a realization of like humans suck.
Yeah.
And like
the suckitude of humanity.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and it makes, yeah, it can like take a toll because you're just like, wow, like we've done so much in the past and we have to work from that. It almost makes the future seem kind of bleak, but it can also motivate you to just be conscious of how you live your life and like in a more meaningful, impactful way and considerate of others.
Facts. I was definitely going to say in the next 100 years, I think we're going to be run by AI. Like,
oh, yeah.
100%.
Oh, wait. Yes.
Yeah, 100 yes. years. You're just like, I think people are going to be nice to
sorry,
each other.
Sorry, I didn't I'm
like,
even think.
Dude,
I
was, we're going to wake up in the Matrix.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, no. I'm like have, I love ChatGPT.
ChatGPT?
ChatGPT is my best friend.
Listen, we have to gatekeep ChatGPT. People, please.
Wait, it already has passed a billion users? How many users does it have?
It's up there. It's up there, man.
In like 5 days, too.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I was like stuck writing an intro for a sermon.
Oh, you're going to...
And I was like...
You're going to out yourself right now?
Hey, it was just the intro. I was like, yo, how do I get this point across? And it wasn't like the biggest of help, but it sparked the idea that's, you know...
Dude, yeah. I use chat. Oh my gosh. Like, it's just given me so many ideas for when it comes to like creating content and stuff like that. Okay, so I have really bad gym anxiety. Like, I want to go to the gym.
But you've been going recently. I'm proud of you, man.
Because my sister, she's been going, and she's also the same. She's like me. We're twins, by the way. So if I see someone else that looks exactly like me thriving, I'm like, okay, I can do that too.
Wait, does she go here?
No, she doesn't.
I was going to say, I'd freak out if...
No.
I didn't know this, first of all.
No,
I'm just like, yo, what's up, Nyla?
And no, she lives somewhere else, but she was just telling me like, yeah, I'm going to the gym, and like me and her we have similar issues like when it comes to like insecurities and stuff like that. So I have bad gym anxiety. I'd always be like, oh my gosh, like I don't want to go because I probably look stupid, but like in reality, nobody cares. Nobody cares. And, you know, I'm also self-conscious of, oh my gosh, like I'm going to do this wrong and make myself look like a fool or hurt myself or, you know, not even get a good workout. But literally just like showing up and asking questions, even if you look so dumb, and it's all about the journey. And I think that's why I kind of like the gym culture here, because like I'm trying to like put myself... Oh, yeah. I've also... Sorry. I'm like...
But I'm like, yo, we're just talking about ChatGPT. It's okay, because so, you put stuff in... Get on track, woman.
Okay, so go back on track. Yeah. So back on track. So I was like, I want to motivate other girls who maybe feel this way to go to the gym too. But like one thing that has helped me go to the gym is like having a plan. Like going there and being like, okay, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this. I'm going to work on chest and...
triceps are a thing.
Okay, cool, that's great. Okay, I feel like I kind of know what I'm talking about. Okay, yeah. And so I was like, well, what if you don't know where to start? And I was like, well, ask
ChatGPT.
So I was like, I'm gonna ask ChatGPT to like make me a personalized just workout plan, and it did. And I'm like,
and okay. A dinner plan as well. I saw that.
Yeah, and a food plan. Yeah, I'm trying to eat healthier, and so I was like, okay, like I want to stay away from cheese. I love cheese, but you know, I'm trying to get those gains, so I need to eat some eggs, right? Right? You guys are gym people, right? You can tell me if I'm doing this right
or wrong. I just eat anything. And
okay. Yeah.
Try and burn it off the next day.
I just remember someone eating eggs, and I was like, okay, I need to eat eggs too. So, yeah, anyways, I told ChatGPT, I'm like, hey, yo, make me a meal plan and put some, like, add eggs, but
and, like,
don't
vegan
have,
options.
Yeah, and, like, exclude cheese. And it made me this personalized lunch plan, and it was awesome. And I was like... Wow.
For those of you who don't know what ChatGPT is, and it just
don't
sounds
tell
like,
them. I'm just kidding.
Don't tell them. If you know, you know. No, it's basically artificial intelligence that you can type in any question, any prompt, and the computer responds. So yeah, go ahead and have fun down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Moving forward though. Yeah. Oos, man, so you're a senior. Your time here is also wrapping up. What has been one of the biggest lessons that your time at Andrews University or traveling or whatever, what is one of the biggest lessons that you're taking away from your time here?
It's all about who you know, not what you know. Okay, that sounds really bad.
No, you have never said something more true. It's all about networking.
Networking is huge. Actually, like I got my current job because of a referral from a friend. And that was really helpful. And so like, to this day, I'm like super grateful to that person. I'm like, wow, you're goated for that. Like, thanks. I'm set up because I know you, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's like the biggest takeaway that I just tell anybody, like, dude, network, put yourself out there. Don't be afraid and make genuine connections with people. And yeah, like be a resource for someone else too. Try to help and pay it forward. You know, I would say that's the biggest thing that I've learned, but there's so many other things that I've learned. But I think academically and career-wise, that's a really important one. A very, very important one.
So in our theme this season, it's about transitions and like growth in the gray areas and like the moments where you don't have the networking capabilities, you know what I mean? And you're kind of doubting yourself like, dang, am I ever going to get this job? Am I ever going to whatever? What advice would you give people? Or like, what have you learned in those gray areas? You know, the transition areas.
You know, I feel like I'm not the best person to ask that just because I struggle. Like whenever I'm in those moments, and that's because of like trauma and like stuff that I talk with my therapist about.
We love a therapist. Yeah. Therapized queen.
Like, shout out Ruth. Okay. anyways, basically, yeah, I just know that those moments are crucial into like building character, but I suck at that. Like in those gray moments, especially like when I came back from COVID, I just hit this really bad depression because I was stuck at home and I was like, oh my goodness, like I'm gonna go insane. I have nothing going for me. I literally went to El Pollo Loco and I was like, I want a job. I'm so bored. And I worked at El Pollo Loco for a week and then like I did not fit in with the people there.
Good.
So then I quit after a week. I know that's pathetic. But anyways, like, and I told them like, hey guys, like I can't go to work tomorrow. And then I showed up to the Hawaiian barbecue across the street and then I got a job there.
So
yeah, I was capping, but like, yeah, but yeah, during those moments though, like,
yeah, there we go. I was like, so you really just have nothing to tell people.
No,
don't work at Pollo Loco.
Yeah, no, they were rated really good for a reason. Like the manager was like on it. He's like, hey, I'm going to test you on this. And I was a vegetarian. So it's
are you still talking about Pollo Loco, sorry, girl?
I'm sorry. It's just drama. Okay. I just remember vividly. My job there is terrible, but they were highly rated. Okay. The point that I'm trying to get to. Okay. Let me finish. Okay. Okay. Basically. Yeah. Those are the growth moments in that period. It was like a moment for me to just slow down and like kind of take a good reflecting, you know, self-reflection and, ooh, I need to improve on these things. And yeah. And those, and, but that's the hardest moment because I'm very impatient. Like I need, I subscribe to hustle culture, unfortunately, but yeah, like I'm
have
very
a great book for you, by the way.
Just if it's a video, that would be way better.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I don't have time to read that. Okay. But yeah, yeah. You send me the book link. Yeah. I'll take a skim at it. Yeah. So I just know that those moments of just pauses in those gray areas are probably like the vital, these crucial moments that help you just like build character that you need and like kind of fix those rough around the edges. And this is the time where I came into a lot of questioning with things and like, you know, kind of reflecting back like, oh, like who am I? And I don't like asking those questions because I like to be busy so I don't have to think about those things. So I think that's a lot of people maybe like to keep themselves busy. And I'm one of those people because they don't want to have to like face those hard questions about where like your insecurities come from or where like these really deep underlying issues come from. And that was a very dark time for me, but it was a very enlightening period. I still hated it, but like, I learned a lot.
Yeah, I think that it's in those moments of pause and when you have those almost existential crises mm-hmm. that it kind of gives you more direction. You know what I mean? Like you have to stop the journey sometimes. Like COVID, I always say is a blessing and a curse because it's like it forced everyone to just stop. And a lot of people were like, yo, I'm not living the life that I want to live right now.
That was me.
Yeah,
for sure.
So when you look back at your time here at Andrews as you're about to graduate, is there a specific mark that you would like to leave?
Yes. The business department is very important to me. I feel like my biggest networks came from there. My support system came from there. My career development came from there. I just would tell people to like really navigate those relationships that you have with your peers, because those really do matter, and to be a resource for someone else as well. I know there's a solid group of people and guys who have graduated last year and they're doing really well, and they're just a solid group. Yeah, they've been helpful and just giving back and giving their advice and expertise. And
that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
You want to be one of those alumni.
Yeah, I'd love to like give back to the business department, just because like they've been that to me. Like they've just been helpful in that way.
Perfect. So.
And to get involved into as many internships as you can. Like,
oh, so that's advice. Now you're saying the advice I want to tell you guys.
That's for the business people, at least.
Is to get into internships.
Yeah, to do as much as you can. Gain that experience, even if it's... No, I'm not going to say that. No, you're worth it. But yes. yeah, to do that.
Lastly, and you're actually perfect for this because you're literally a walking resource yourself. What are some important resources or like moments that you could accredit to your growth and transition?
I would just say to shout out to all the people that have hurt me in the past. Love y'all, because you're the reason why I'm able to just like kind of like self-reflect and realize like, hey, these are things I need to work on, and like I need to set boundaries for myself as a person and self-growth. And I also want to acknowledge the people who have been there for me and have kept it real with me. I have one particular friend, super cool, really authentic to themselves. You can tell by the way they dress. You know who I'm talking about.
John Michael,
yeah. And they're just all, yeah.
I finally hit the right button.
Yeah, and yeah, just like those people for just being a really great support system. And I think that's what we should be doing for others. Like, just community is really huge. Ah, yes, community is so huge. And if wherever you are or wherever you can go, that's like the biggest success factor for a person, like just to be a part of a like-minded community. The reason why I keep going back to the gym every day is because I joined Andre's class. You guys should join. It's pretty cool. It's like the cross training thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. 7 a.m. Tuesday, Thursdays, and 9 a.m. on Sundays. Okay, anyways, quick plug.
We'll have a shout-out session, by the way, but you've shouted out like a million things already.
Yeah, so anyways, yeah, like just being a part of that community of just like-minded individuals that want to grow and that want to see you succeed but also want to succeed, that helps exponentially. And yeah, so I guess when it came to like my career path, I had a lot of like-minded friends that helped me in that area. And yeah, just surround yourself with those like-minded folks that are trying to get to that same place that you're trying to go to.
And that's what you're going to credit to your growth.
I would say community. Yeah. Just everyone that's just been a part of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So now finally, and this will be like the last thing I ask you before I actually do give you a shout out time. All of Andrews is, you know, hypothetically speaking, all of Andrews is listening to right now, right? Listening to this conversation. What is the one thing that is of utmost importance that you want to tell them in order for them to grow into themselves?
In order to grow, you need to not be afraid to make mistakes. And I think one of the most crippling things for me, I'm trying to like grow a nonprofit. I'm trying to do a lot of side projects, but a lot of the time I wasn't able to move forward because I was such a perfectionist and like, oh, I hate this. Like, and it would give me anxiety because I'm like, this is terrible. Like, I hate how I said that. I hate the way this turned out. And honestly, like, even if it didn't turn out perfectly, like it reached someone or I learned from it. And I think that's what people should just be a little bit kinder to themselves, but allow themselves to make mistakes and not get super caught up in that, because
minute details.
Yeah, because you can be your biggest hater.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, just like don't be afraid to make mistakes and to just put yourself out there, and also just to be kinder to yourself.
Well said.
I'm talking to myself.
Well said. Well said. You know, you deserve one of these. All right. 15 seconds on the board. What do you want to talk about? What do you want to shout out? Plug it. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah. If you guys, I'm running a nonprofit and it's to help women in Lebanon be boss women, help them with working rights and to give them access to menstrual care for women's health. If you want to be a part of that, feel free to check us out at PhoeniaFinesse.org.
How do you spell that?
That's PhoeniaFinesse, finesse, like, you know, I'm going to finesse.
Phoenicia Finesse.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the name, don't ask about the name. That was written by like three college girls that didn't know what we were doing. And now our business model has totally changed. And we're like, oh, wow, we've registered this with the government. We can't change it.
Well said. Well done. I think that that's actually amazing. Us, you're going to do great things, like just from knowing you these past 3 years and the mutual friends that we have and that big, beautiful brain of yours. I'm excited to see what you accomplish in life.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode of In Passing. Definitely check out Phoenician Finesse. Phoenicia Finesse. And you don't want to pass this up. We got other great guests, great podcast episodes. Much love. Peace.